Okay, hi, I'm Nikolai. How many of you use SQL C already? Okay, quite a few people, nice. Yes, my talk is about building on top of SQL C. Couple words about me. I'm a senior software engineer based in Helsinki, Finland. And past 7 years I use Go for writing in production in Zalando. I offer a couple of projects. One of them was presented here at FOSDEM in Lightning Talks, PGX Outbox, and the second one I present today is called SQL C++, which is a playful name because I used to do some C in the past. So the goal of this talk, the presentation, is about to create repositories on top of SQL C generated queries. So I'm trying to keep the strength of SQL C, type safety and compile time checks, but at the same time, I don't want those generated records and queries to leak into business logic of my application. So some kind of mapping would be required between generated structs and my domain models, and I tried to automate that one with AI. So it's a second talk about AI today. And what I mean by repository, it accepts and returns domain models. It hides some SQL and schema and query details. And it does the mapping if needed between domain records and database records, which in our case is SQL C generated structs. It can also do some transaction orchestration between multiple operations. I'll introduce the main model. So in Zalando, it's about e-commerce. So I'll introduce a cart where a user can add items and then get the cart, see the items which are added, and then delete items from the cart. So that's like a simple domain model cart. So it can look like this, also quite simple. There is an owner for the cart, there are multiple items, and then each item has an ID and a price created at timestamp and so on. And that's how it can be stored in SQL. Quite straightforward, but it's a bit still different because in cart we have owner ID, but here we have like owner ID in each cart item. So there is some, easy mismatch, but it's already some kind of mismatch which we try to address. And now I would like to do some review of how we used to work with Postgres from Go. So when I joined the company 7 years ago, and in the same project, we used to use a standard API for talking to SQL. And then at some point of time, we started to add Squirrel to build our queries in more dynamic way. And we started to use SQLX to do the mapping, to simplify the mapping, like scanning from the database results. Then at some point of time, we started to migrate to PGX driver and then to the API of that. And now, maybe a year ago, we started to use SQLX and kind of SQL C and then to roll out our services. And ORMs are out of scope for this talk. So it started with a standard driver API, and the driver was libpq back 7 years ago, and we didn't use query builders that much, and we used like manual scanning, and this is how it could look like in the code. Someone still using that approach in production? Okay, some people, okay. And then once we started to adopt Squirrel, we kept the driver the same and SQLX, and then the code could look like this. So Squirrel, it provides a domain structured language to build the query. So it's not SQL anymore, but it's a Go which represents the SQL. And then SQLX, it simplified how we can do the scanning. But on the other hand, we had to introduce additional structs, which has DB tags and DB tags, and then at the end we would do the mapping back to the main model because we wanted to keep the main model the same. And then we started to adopt PGX, which is more modern driver. Yeah, we still kept Squirrel for building the queries, but we started to use PGX Collectors function to do the scanning, and then can be done directly into it can be done directly into the main model. It can simplify the scanning. Yeah, so it counts as a sort. If we migrate to API of PGX, which is not a standard library API anymore, then we can use some additional features supported for Postgres.